Our next article is entitled Reveal Your Path to Leadership. Take a New Journey. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimoldby, a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. Are you interested in becoming more involved in the church, perhaps even feeling a call to lead, but unsure what direction to take? Well, the ALCA has a new web app that can help. It's called Journey, spelled J-O-U-R-N-I. It's a one-stop shop for figuring out how to serve God through the many opportunities provided by the ELCA. Through informative articles, quizzes that test your spiritual gifts, and information about all walks of leadership, either volunteer or professional, Journey helps users figure out which path they can take to further their involvement in the church. The web app shows the pathways that can help you feel more into the church and help you understand what it means to discern whatever it is you're intended for, lay leadership, working across the world, working as a chaplain, said Jane Shimko, director of the content strategy for the ELCA. The idea is you're able to learn about that and take the steps to go down that pathway. It's never been done before. Journey was put together with young adults in mind, specifically those in high school and college, who are looking to take the next step in their faith journey. Ben Perthree, engagement strategist for the ELCA's strategic communications team, said, "I think everybody knows that we have a large opportunity to engage people who are discerning a call to leadership, and that exists in a lot of ways. The first phase of life, where it tends to happen, I was confirmed, and now what? A lot of the feedback we got initially was, okay, I'm finishing this kind of stage of life, and I still want to be a part of the church, but now there's less programming specific to me. It feels like there's an engagement drop-off. Unfortunately, there's not always a broad knowledge of what people can do within the ELCA," Perthree said. Journey aims to bring awareness to the programs and ministries people can get involved with, all the while empowering people to take the next step, most faithful step, he added. The idea for Journey was born in 2018 when the ELCA received a substantial grant from a donor to focus on leadership communication, said Perthree, who has overseen the project from the beginning of its implementation. At first, a team put together YouTube videos of interviews with bishops, deacons, and other ELCA leaders, which are still available to watch today. Perthree said it was an opportunity to showcase the breadth of leadership opportunities in the ELCA. But the team wanted to do more. A consulting agency recommended that the ELCA put together a web application to showcase the leadership opportunities available within the ELCA. And that's how Journey got its legs, Perthree said. He and his team spent nearly 2 years learning about and building relationship with different leadership facets of the ELCA. He said, "We interviewed people from all over the ecology of the ELCA, people in congregations, camp counselors, lay leaders. We took two of our consultants to churchwide assembly, and we just listened to people's stories for about 3 days. We built relationships with many programs and ministries across the ELCA. It was like a massive audit on all kinds of different leadership opportunities that exist across the church." After collecting all that data, Perthree and his team put together in a format that was easy to navigate, called Journey. 9 different paths are available for users to peruse, including choosing the right seminary, connecting faith to public life, and get a scholarship, fund for leaders. This one person at churchwide assembly said, "I want to go to seminary because I feel the call," but she just didn't have the money to go. She had never heard of the Fund for Leaders Scholarship Program. There are a handful of connections that haven't always been made broadly known. But Journey isn't only for those 35 and younger. It can also be used by anyone searching for a way to engage or re-engage in ministry. It's also not a tool for those looking only for high leadership possibilities. Perthree said, "When we were starting Journey, there was the question of, are you building this so people go to seminary? And the answer was no. That wasn't the purpose. The Call to Lead path walks through the different kinds of leadership opportunities to get involved in leadership in a non-biased way that's really helpful. When you visit Journey, you'll be asked to create an account so that the app can track your progress and evaluate where you may feel called to serve. It's entirely free, and you can control how much feedback, if any, you receive from the ELCA. One of the tools that can get you started is the Spiritual Personality Quiz, which may look familiar. The quiz is the same as the ELCA Spiritual Gifts Assessment tool we've had available for about 2 decades. It's not new, it's just presented in a new way. The quiz helps the users discern their gifts and can help them choose one of the 9 paths to explore. Each path has 6 steps to follow to learn more about that chosen ministry, which includes videos, articles, and additional quizzes. Another helpful tool lies within the Lutheran Outdoor Ministry path. Users can search for camps filtered by state, with website and contact information available for each program, Para3 said. Though Journey is an incredibly useful tool, Para3 said it's not a replacement for the value personal relationships bring to helping leaders discern their call. It's also a tool to get people set up to initiate those interpersonal relationships that will make all of the difference.